Praised be Jesus Christ. Throughout our Lord's public ministry, he regularly retired to a deserted place, frequently the mountain, to fast and pray, to be alone with the Father. In the same way, he regularly invited his disciples to leave the daily activity of the ministry to pray. We recall how he invited the 12 when they returned from their first mission and were recounting all that God had accomplished through them to retire and to go to a quiet place for prayer. The time apart is not a withdrawal from the mission. It is in no way foreign to the mission. It is rather for the mission. The time in quiet, alone with God in prayer, unites the disciple closely with the only source of the mission, the one who has called and sent the disciple. To come away from the activity of the mission to rest and pray is, in fact, to acknowledge that the mission is not one's own, but God's. The time apart does not diminish the effectiveness of the mission, but rather is essential to carrying out the mission with integrity, with obedience to the one who has called and sent the disciple. The reason for regular spiritual retreat from the activity of the mission is found in the words of our Lord, by which he expresses the purpose of his mission. I have come not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. Our Lord's final retreat took place in the Garden of Gethsemane, on the eve of his passion and death. Apart with God the Father in prayer, our Lord Jesus prayed to the Father, not my will, but yours be done. He knew that his mission had reached its culmination, its fullness, that he stood before the action which was to bring to conclusion and fulfillment everything that he had said and done. But he did not proceed directly to bring his mission to completion. He realized that the ultimate act entailed also the great risk of betrayal of the mission, the risk that he might begin to think that he was accomplishing the mission rather than the Father who had anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Fortified through prayer and penance in the Garden of Gethsemane, our Lord went forth to bring to fulfillment the Father's will for the salvation of the world. Our Lord Jesus, the Good Shepherd, invites you, brothers, to come apart with him in prayer and penance, to leave the activities of the mission which God the Father is accomplishing through you. By making a retreat, by returning in prayer to the source of your priestly vocation and mission. What you do each day by your prayer and meditation, you now do with greater intensity to ensure that the mission upon which God has sent you will be accomplished with integrity. As central as retirement to a deserted place for prayer and penance was to our Lord's mission, so is the annual retreat to your fidelity to the call which God the Father has given to you and the fulfillment of the mission upon which he has sent you. For that reason, the discipline of the universal church sets forth that priests are bound to make time for spiritual retreats according to the prescripts of particular law. The Code of Canon Law proceeds to spell out how clerics are bound in a special way to pursue holiness. The faithful and tireless fulfillment of the pastoral ministry, the reading of sacred scripture and the offering of the Eucharistic sacrifice, the praying of the liturgy of the hours, the spiritual retreat, the practice of mental prayer, the frequent reception of the sacrament of penance, devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and other common and particular means of sanctification. The annual retreat is both the culmination of the daily effort to contemplate the divine realities, that holy mountain described in the prophecy to which we have listened in the first reading, that great sacred reality, the mystery of faith, foreshadowed in the feeding of the multitude by our Lord. The divine realities all summed up in the mystery of faith which we are now celebrating, which is in fact the substance of our life. It is also the time to be in communion with God in prayer, and the means by which the daily practice of contemplation and prayer is renewed, reinvigorated, and purified of any carelessness or lack of true attention which may have entered into our spiritual life, which so easily happens in our lives because we are poor human beings. But the grace of God is always greater, and that grace he uncovers for us in a very particular way in this privileged time for the purification of anything in our lives which is hindering us from giving our hearts more completely to him. During the coming days, during which you are blessed to be apart from the activity of the mission, return to the source of your vocation and mission. Return to your baptism by which God the Father first called you to life in Christ, pouring forth into your soul the gift of the Holy Spirit. Consider how the life of Christ within you, the grace of the Holy Spirit, was nourished and fostered through instruction in the faith, through prayer and worship, especially the Holy Mass, and through the practice of the virtues in your daily living. Return to the first time you sacramentally confessed your sins and received God's forgiveness. Consider the many times you have celebrated the sacrament of penance. Return to the most wonderful day on which you received the body and blood of our Lord Jesus in Holy Communion for the first time. And consider all of the times you have been blessed to unite yourself with our Lord Jesus in the mystery of his passion, death, and resurrection, and to be fed with the heavenly bread, which is the fruit of that passion, his body, blood, his soul, and divinity. Return to the day of your confirmation, when God the Father strengthened and increased the grace of the Holy Spirit within you, so that you might witness faithfully and strongly to Christ alive within you. In returning to God and the mystery of his love for you personally, the mystery of his love at work in your lives, to God who is the source of your vocation and mission, return also to the first intimation of God's call to the priesthood, and to the ways by which God has made his call known to you and assisted you to respond. Consider how faithful and generous God has been in calling you to the priesthood and in allowing you to share in the priesthood of his only begotten Son, to share in the mission of redemption through your vocation. Finally, consider too what lies ahead. Not your will, but God's will. Your contemplation of the divine realities at the foundation of your life and your communion with God in prayer must necessarily include your disposition for all that God will ask of you in the time to come. Ultimately, it must be your active obedience renewed daily in Christ. I have come not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. Your disposition of obedience embraces the whole of your life. It is also, therefore, an anticipation of your death, of the day when you will bring to fulfillment, to fullness, the mission upon which God the Father has sent you forth. During every retreat, we anticipate the final retreat, which will be ours when God the Father will call us from the valley of this life to the mountain of the life which is to come, the mountain where we will be with the Lord and all his saints forever and lasting joy and peace, the mountain in which we will share in that glorious heavenly liturgy in which we are privileged in this moment to have some participation. On every retreat, we accompany our Lord Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane, praying that we may accept the chalice of suffering and death in order to share in the redemption by which every wound is healed and we win in our human nature the victory of eternal life. We've come apart now to be with the Lord. Let us confide your annual retreat to the prayers of the ever-Virgin Mary Immaculate, the first and best of the disciples of her Son and Lord, that this sacred time, that this time of powerful grace, during a season of the church's year which is also most powerful in grace, may unite each of you ever more securely and more deeply to the source of your vocation and mission, to God the Father, who has called and sent you forth in his incarnate Son by the abundant outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of holy orders. Heart of Jesus, of whose fullness we have all received, have mercy on us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mary, Immaculate Mother of America and Star of the New Evangelization, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.